price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees and pray. You can say goodbye to the good old days. They're never coming back. Watch a few more.
Going on Monday night. What is happening, everybody? Happy Monday night. It is 10 p.m. on the East Coast. It is 7 p.m. on the West Coast. And all sandwiched in between, there's all these other different times that I have to do math to figure out. I can't do that. It's January 16th, 2017. And what a 2017 this has already been. Amazing. And I feel like this year is going to be bigger than ever. And welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. I am your illustrious host of this award-winning podcast. They never won a damn award. My name is Chef Plum. What's up, everybody? Happy to have you. This is like episode 104, something like that, 105. We've been doing a lot of this, man. I can't believe that we're still sitting here doing this damn podcast. Is it a podcast? It's broadcast, and then it goes to a podcast. Why has everything got to be a cast? Maybe we should change that shit around. I don't know. Cast my ass. How about that? We should get more ass casting. That's what I'm talking about. Ass casting. Is that a real thing? I don't know. Anyway, I wish you could see the text going on right now as I am talking about ass casting. I don't mean to laugh, but I'm hearing about my mother going into surgery as I talk about ass casting. Sorry, guys. Everything's going good here. Hope everything's going well for you guys. I know that our good friend, Chef Kevin Levine down at Scatori's, what's up, you guys? Checking the show out tonight. Had an amazing event tonight, and we are going to talk about to them tonight in a little while about that event to see how it went. He called me to tell me, and I was like, whoa, slow down, dude. And trust me, you guys heard Kevin. Sometimes when he talks, like, nobody else in the world is really there. He just wants to go, and he'll just keep talking and talking and talking. And then finally he goes, oh, wait, you were saying? Love the guy to death, one of the sweetest human beings, nicest guys in the world. Big shout out to everybody else down there helping out with that event. Can't wait to hear all about it. Look forward to chatting with you guys. Tonight, though, coming up first, we are going to be talking to a gentleman who I don't know. I talked to him on the phone for the first time, but what he's doing is pretty cool. We're talking to Moses from Chef Life magazine. And what he does with this is it's not really a magazine. It's like an online thing, social media, but he promotes other chefs. And I think it's really cool. It's great to see. You know, as chefs, we can be very, very – what's the word? We can be very – you know, we just care about ourselves. And what Moses is doing with this, promoting other chefs, is amazing. And I can't wait to talk to him about it and see what his story is and how he got to that. So he'll be on the show here in a little bit telling that story and talking about it. And I'm trying to figure out how come I haven't been featured on Chef Life magazine? What the hell is that about? I put a platform out there, people to talk to. If you remember last week, I couldn't even get motherfuckers to say hi to me when they called. It was shit. It was garbage. I hate you all. I hate you. I'm just kidding. I don't hate you all. It's freaking ridiculous. I'm sitting down here at the basement, just poured myself a cold one. I am still celebrating after a fantastic night last night. Let me tell you guys a story real quick. Last night, it's well documented on this very program, I am a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. My family is a Pittsburgh Steelers family. And the game got moved to late night last night. I had my entire family, my daughters, my wife, and nobody else over. And we watched the game. We made shrimp. We made some stuffed shells. I mean, this is like, for me, this is food that's like home food, like food that kind of makes you feel good inside. And man, I must have drank me a 12-pack of beer, listening to my daughter scream, why are we running the ball when we're inside the red? Why aren't we running the ball in the red zone? And to me, when you hear your daughter yell things like that, and your daughter points to the screen and goes, that was pass interference, or hey, he's holding, to me, that means my job as a father is done. And I think I've done pretty well. If they're 9 years old and they can already do that, I mean, what more do you want? I think I'm done. Well, I'll tell you, I get them cooking more too, but that's perfect for me. So they can tell the difference between an ale and a lager by tasting it, and they can point out penalties in a football game. I'm done. My job as a dad is done. That's how I look at it. I guess you could say I don't have high standards. Is that what we're talking about? I don't know. I think it's high standards. I mean, those are important things in life. But nonetheless, it was a great night hanging out and talking to him and watching the game and just having that family time, which is just so, so important, you guys. And just honestly, not to be too dark and morbid, I mean, take advantage of the time you got, man, because trust me, it can be gone tomorrow. Our tomorrows are not guaranteed. No one says that we're supposed to have it tomorrow. So when you get the opportunity, take advantage of it. Enjoy the time you got. So it's important to do that. You know, one of them. What the hell is that? Turn that shit off. What is that? I'm good. I don't need any of that right now. You know, one of the things I want to talk about tonight on the open here. Norway, the country of Norway, announced something pretty big. And I think the rest of the country isn't too far behind. Norway is doing away with broadcast FM radio. How about that, huh? They're doing away with it. There will be no more. There will be a digital platform, much like a satellite system or internet radio, but no more free FM radio. I find that really, really intriguing. I think it's probably a long time coming. Now, how does that relate to this very program? Well, there's been a lot of conversations and talks about trying to do regular radio with this program. I don't know, man. I think that's not a good sign. When you see one country, not like a town, not like a city, it's a country that's doing away with it. I think that the future of media is what this is right now. The future of media is on-demand content. No one wants to hear all of the nonsense. On-demand content is where it's at. So maybe, you know, maybe we'll just keep doing this and rock and roll with it for a while. I think that's the plan. I don't think we need to have another outlet, and other outlets will probably come on their own. So we'll see. But I think it's really interesting. I mean, in our lifetime, we're hearing about someone that they're going to do away with FM radio. Just think about that for a second. I mean, I grew up listening to radio. I grew up loving the great talk show hosts, loving Opie and Anthony, loving the old Howard Stern stuff. I loved that. I thought it was awesome. Ron and Fez, a great, fantastic show. The great Jimmy Norton. I mean, Jason Ellis, these are great talk shows, but you know, it's just not even a place for them anymore. They're all on satellite radio now, and you know, which is just crazy because that's insane. I mean, why would you want to pay for that? I mean, but what you're seeing now also is some of these, it makes sense now because you're seeing now more of these local stations, smaller markets are actually going to podcasters, going to digital audio broadcasters, and you're looking for something different. And that's why they're trying to make deals and try to get on the stick, because you think about it, the amount of people that would check out this program, I mean, it dwarfs the amount of people that listen to regular radio for an hour. I mean, it's just gone are the days of everyone listening to Opie and Anthony, listening to Howard Stern, the whole show on FM radio. Those days are gone. So they're trying to find a new gimmick, a new thing. And, you know, I remember growing up and working in kitchens, and we would always have on, it depended on who got there first, but it was either on the hip hop station, because all it was like a little junky old radio in the kitchen. But let me tell you something. When you're working a 12-hour shift, that little junky radio in the kitchen is gold. That's like that's your way out. That's your vehicle to get you through the shift. And we would listen to, I mean, Power 93 was a station in Richmond that was always on. And at 10 o'clock at night, it would become the Quiet Storm. What is the Quiet Storm, you ask? Well, it's the way that I learned every Luther Vandross song. It's all like love R&B tunes. And you find yourself singing them to each other in the kitchen, but you didn't really have control over the radio. You know, you just kind of played what was next in those days. And now, obviously, being much different, you know, a lot of guys can come in. There's a system, if there was one in there, that's Bluetooth connected or something like that. But I guess the way to relate it to food is that you just see that it's becoming a trend where I think the world is changing. The world is definitely going to a different place. The world is definitely taking steps in different directions. And I think that's going to be kind of the theme tonight. When we talk about what's happening with something like Chef Life magazine, you know, what he's trying to do with promoting chefs via social media and whatnot. I had a client ask me how big my social media following was recently. What? What are you talking about? I don't know. It's becoming a thing because they want you to post it and they want to be seen with you and they want to be talking about it because, you know, doing chef work these days is a thing where people want to be seen. They want to see it on social media. They want to see it on your Facebook page. They want you to go live on Instagram, and it's fun and it's done amazing things. Look at our friend Chef Kevin Levine doing the Chefs United event tonight down in Myrtle Beach. Went live a bunch. it's a great thing to do. It gets the word out, gets people talking, gets people seeing what's happening down there, makes it feel like you're a part of it. And I think that's amazing. And that's the way we're going. I think that's what kind of Moses is doing with the Chef Light magazine. It's just, you know, showing a different side, showing these chefs who maybe who aren't on Food Network or chefs who haven't done, you know, multiple television shows. And don't get me wrong. Look, doing Food Network is great. But if you've done Chopped, if you've done Cutthroat Kitchen, you've done, yes, it's fun. It's great. But it doesn't mean shit. It means absolutely nothing. Those are factories. They're factories. They put hundreds and hundreds of people through those. You know, 10 years ago, it was a cool thing to say you've done a TV show, one of these things on Food Network. But trust me, it doesn't matter. In this day and age, nobody actually really gives a fuck anymore. They just don't. It doesn't matter. Like, it's fun. I've been on Food Network 9 times. Nobody cares. You know, it's just whatever. It's just one of those things. It's almost like a rite of passage, you know. But I think when you have these guys who come out of culinary school who think it's, they want to be on there, it's a little bit different story. You got to earn that stuff. But I don't know. Like I said, it's a different world we live in now as a chef. It's a different day and age for it. I mean, you look at having those outlets like those things on Food Network, having outlets like this program right here. I mean, there's a lot of programs that talk about food. But using them to your advantage and using them to educate yourself and use them to get further and make yourself, you know, make you a better cook. And trust me, there's nothing wrong with being a better cook. I mean, look, I'm a great cook. I like being called a cook. I was at a client's house today in New York City cooking on the 14th floor. And they called me a cook and I was completely fine with it. But then she stopped herself. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I mean, chef. And I was like, listen, it's totally fine. Don't stress about it. No worries. So here's, I'm lifting the beer up right now. You guys can't see me. Here's for the working man. You know, we're all out there, working man and woman. Here we go. Big slug for it. Mm. And also, here's to our Pittsburgh Steelers. Soon to be, well, I'm not going to say that, but we got the Patriots in the AFC Championship game coming up. If you are not a fan of the Patriots, pull for the Steelers. That would be awesome. And if you get a chance, you guys, say a little prayer for my mom. She's in the hospital tonight. I don't talk a lot of personal stuff, but, you know, that's what's happening with that. And, yeah, it should be a great show, man. I'm looking forward to talking to Moses about Chef Life Magazine. I'm looking forward to hearing about how this event went tonight. So it's going to be a packed program, And especially being episode 105, at some point I'm going to run out of shit to talk about. I think it's how it's going to go. I'm just going to stop. I'm going to have nothing to freaking talk about. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play a quick tune, get my ducks in a row, and then we're going to come back and talk to our man, Moses, from Chef Life Magazine. I hope you guys are having a great night. Stay right there. We'll be right back. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live right here on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, and any place else, a Smoke Signals, Carrier Pigeon, you name it, they got it. We'll be right back, guys. Hang out.
The sky.
back live. Sometimes you got to throw a little something like that in there every now and then, at least in my opinion. I think you do. This stuff makes you feel good. That's Injection 3.0, a great freaking tune. It's kind of one of those nights, I think, man. I think it's just one of those nights, you know? It's why do they keep playing the bad music in the background? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, what is happening? Welcome back to Plum Love Foods Live. You know, it's funny the people you get to meet doing the stuff that I do here and the people you get to talk to on the radio and just, the introductions, the people you get to meet. And it's very cool. And this gentleman that we're going to have on right now, I talked to him on the phone a little bit this afternoon, but it's kind of one of those guys, you know, I know a lot of people on the show, but I don't know him. We talked on the phone a little bit, super nice guy. Very, very proud guy, and from what I can see, a guy who's very, very into food and what he's doing, which is exactly what we like to talk about in this very program right now. He is the creator of Chef Life magazine. We've all kind of seen it. It's kind of the online magazine all about chefs from all over, highlighting every great cook and chef, talking about the facts of the culinary industry. That's right, RWYC. I'm liking that. Respect what you cook, ladies and gentlemen. I've got my brand new friend right here from Chef Life magazine, the one and only Moses. Brother, what's happening? How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. How are you doing tonight, man?
I'm good, man. I just got myself another beer poured here. I am chilling out and, I'm ready to do this, man. I love doing this show and it's always a pleasure to talk to cool people like yourself, man. So thanks for being on.
Nah, man, no problem. I think your show's pretty awesome, brother.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. You know, it's about giving an outlet, I think, is what I like to do. And, not for people who may not always get that kind of outlet. And that's kind of what this show has become. And you kind of do the same thing with what you're trying to do with Chef Life magazine, man. You're highlighting cooks and chefs who maybe don't have the opportunity to get that kind of coverage.
Yeah, man. I started doing it because I felt like there wasn't enough chefs getting enough of the spotlight, or the wrong chefs getting the spotlight. Don't get me wrong. I don't see nothing wrong with the Food Networks and the Bravos, but they don't show the facts of the industry, the hardships and the sacrifices that we all make. I don't mean to sound so serious, but it's a fact that you have to be a certain individual to live this life that we all live.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, it definitely is a different lifestyle, but we're fortunate enough that we live in a day and age now where, you know, it's not always about just having to run a restaurant or having to work in a country club or run a hotel. There's other options out there. And I think a lot of that is due to, and trust me, I'm not a big crazy Food Network guy or anything, but I think when you have things like Food Network, Cooking Channel, Bravo, all those shows, while not being completely honest, I was on The Taste on ABC, brother. It was a complete work. None of it was real. But you do these shows and people see a different side to you. They see a whole thing. And what it's done, if anything, it's made more awareness to the general population about what we do for a living. And I think it's opened up some avenues for a lot of people. But what you're doing is, I think it's awesome. You're showing chefs and cooks from all over the country who are just guys who are and girls who are just busting their ass in the kitchen and kind of give them a little spotlight, something to make them proud, which is awesome.
Yeah, man, it feels good. I started and I had like 10 followers. And now I'm up to close to 9,000 organic followers, and I'm proud of it.
That's amazing.
I mean, I'm not up there with the big league like True Cooks and Made for Chefs, but I'm trying, man, every day.
No, but it's not about that, man. Look, it's what you're building. You're building from the bottom up, and the old cliche, Rome wasn't built in a day. I mean, it's just it takes time, and what you've done is pretty amazing with it, man. I think that. The more and more you push or something like that, the more and more attention it gets. Because a lot of guys like to read about, we like to read about and see about chefs in other places and see how things are going. Because I think sometimes we get wrapped up in our own little world. We forget about the giant ocean that's right beside us that we could jump into if we wanted to, And I think doing what you do shows people there's other options, shows other stuff, shows kind of a different side of the business that, somebody else's perspective. And I think that's great.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. The first chef I put on the cover was Chris, and he's from London, and
that's amazing.
I had a conversation with him through a DM, and he told me that ever since he got on the magazine, his career didn't change. So the fact that I could bring that to chefs and cooks all over the world, it makes me proud of what I started to do. And I'm trying to expand it, but it's difficult. Like, I'm trying to go to restaurants and do live shows of chefs cooking during service and then ask them questions after service, all through Instagram Live. I'm still working on that, but it's going to take me about another month.
That's a good idea, man. And it's funny because I wanted to ask you about this too, because we live in a world now. Bro, I had a client ask me, I guess about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, some shit. She said to me, I was doing it was a 10-person dinner, like 7 courses or whatever. Bro, she asked me how big my social media following was and if I would tag her on Instagram if I take any pictures. What? Am I old? Is this the world we live in now? It's crazy. Right?
Yeah, man, but, so social media changed everything, man. You know, and I think social media is bringing this industry into light more.
Yeah.
Because we recently just started getting respected in the industry, right? That's just how I feel. Like I told you when I sent you that email, I feel like when I was coming up, this wasn't something that you wanted to do. You know, it's something I feel like, it's the low lives and the guys who got into trouble and barely made it out of high school who became cooks. Now
let me stop you for a second, Moses. Let me stop you for 1 second, bro, because you're so right. I've got a feeling you and I might be close in age, or maybe I'm totally off base here, but it's a generation of cooks and chefs. I mean, at least my generation, and I didn't ask to be a cook. I didn't ask to be a chef. It just kind of happened because I had to pay the bills. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, and then falling in love with food because of it, obviously, is a different story. But like, it wasn't like I said to myself, I want to go be a chef. I want to go be working in a restaurant. I didn't say that. It just kind of happened. And you're right. And I called us a broken band of pirates. We're like the Lost Boys, dude. Let me tell you something. You're right. It's that group of people who, the troublemakers and all that shit. But let me tell you something. It's also the most loyal group of motherfuckers you will ever meet once you're in.
Of course.
I mean, these guys, ride and die. It's the way it goes. And, it's interesting because you're right. Because nowadays, I think there's a generation of cooks coming out and they, they're like, I'm going to go to culinary school. And then when I graduate, I'll be a chef. And which is just, that's not the case. That's not how it works. But that's what they're brought up to think. And, hopefully with what you're doing, we can try to teach that, try to bring back that mentality that we brought up on.
Yeah, man. And I don't mean to like dumb down the new cooks that are coming into the industry, but they soft like baby shit now, man. You yell at them and they want to leave the kitchen, right? I was coming up, my chef threw pots and pans at me, and at the end of service, we went and got a beer.
Yes.
Now it's like you yell at them and it turned into a sun-dried tomato. They can't take it.
They can't do shit, man. They can't do nothing. So right. That's something we've talked about a couple of times. This whole season, this is season 4 of this radio show, has kind of become about that, brother. Like, that's all we talk about. We go back to this group of cooks who are coming out now, and they're just, they feel entitled. I mean, bro, I've had pans thrown at me. I've had fucking hot grease thrown at me. I have been made to feel like I am a $3 piece of monkey shit in a 1-pound bag. Like, but that's the way I don't mean to be like, look, I'm not saying that's the right way. Like, it's not always the right way, but that's how you learn. That's how you gain respect. And that's what it's all about, gaining respect. A wise man once told me, ready, Moses, you should write this on the wall. This is a good saying right here, bro. He told me, if you don't know where you came from, you'll never know where you're going. And that has stuck with me my entire life, bro. And I think that's what it is. And see, I'm on my soapbox now. You got me all fired up. But doing what you're doing with the Chef Life magazine thing is, man, like I said, you're giving people an outlet. You're showing chefs. You're showing real cooks, real chefs. I think that's awesome. And maybe that'll help show some of these young cooks and chefs that are coming up that you got to work for it,
Yeah, man, you got to grind, man. It's minimum 12-hour days. Minimum.
Yeah.
I'm saying no anniversaries, no birthdays, no holidays. Mm-hmm. You'd be lucky if you get to see the sun sometimes, right?
That's the truth. You're right about that. But you're right. But I think it does come to a point, where you get to after. Look, man, I create my own schedule and all that shit. I've been doing this for 20 years though, and that's just a new thing for me. That just started happening for me to be able to do that, 20 years in this business, and now I have a little bit more control over what I do. And that's good. That's great. But I didn't come out of culinary school being like, oh, let me just, go ahead and you know, I'm gonna take off. I can work, but I need to have off Saturdays and Sundays. And you know, my birthday, I want off. Oh, by the way, this Friday night, that's my grandmama's birthday, so I can't work. What?
Nah, negative. Nah, man. See, you put your time in, right? So now you all call
20 years,
OG
baby.
Now. You put your time in, so you get to do what you want to do. It's like the chef running the show, right? It's like the exec chef. You can't
that's
tell
right.
that man what to do.
Mm-mm. Yeah, trust
even
me.
Even try to tell me what to do, man. You better have some big balls, man.
Well, look, the dudes that work for me will tell you the same thing. They ain't going to try to tell me what to do. But the other side of it, though, being a great chef, I think that is also all about learning every day. And I think everybody has something to teach. And, you know, I talk about stuff with my guys who work for me that, you know, if we're doing a big party, hey, let's taste this. What do you think? Let's talk about it. Because I always believe, man, you know, you and me together are stronger than you by yourself and me by myself. So together, we're much better. And I think that too many people these days don't have that mentality.
Nah, man. And it even goes down to the dishwasher. Last year, I did an article about dishwashers, man. Like,
that's awesome.
You have
to, dude, I love that.
You have to respect down to the dishwasher, man. Because if your pots are getting washed and the dish ain't getting clean, what the fuck are you going to do?
Right. No
man,
doubt. I mean, it's
I take
not
care
like
my dishwashers, man.
Myself. Man,
I take care of my dishwashers, brother. At the end of the day, I ask them what they want to eat, and I cook it for them. It could be a steak or a piece of lobster. That's what they want, man.
Absolutely, because you know that's the dudes that are looking out for you. You know, and they don't. Trust me, they know that. They remember that shit, and I'm sure you've seen it too. They remember. You know, the chef's looking out for me. He'll take care of us. He'll get us something to eat. He'll get us a beer. You know, whatever it takes. But these days, God forbid you bring a beer in the kitchen. This young guy's like, oh, you can't drink in the kitchen. I'm like, man, I used to watch Chef do rails of Coke in the walk-in. The fuck you talking about?
Tell him, man.
The fuck you talking about? It's probably not appropriate for the radio, but that's a true story, man. Look, tell me where RWYC, Respect What You Cook. I really, really like that, man. Where'd that come from?
I got that from Michael White, man.
Ooh.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
I was watching a special on YouTube, and it was a special about when he gave back his Michelin star.
Yeah,
and he said people don't respect what they cook. I said, damn, that's tough. So I took that and I ran with it. Respect
yeah,
what you
I like
cook.
That, man.
It's very simple, man. You respect what you cook, it comes out fine. I'm simple, man. I came up French style all the way. My mentor was Chef Pierre in the Cirque. Told me, listen, salt,
nice.
Pepper, and fresh herbs is all you need, man. Let the food speak for itself, right? So respect
Amen.
It. Don't add all this. I mean, if you do all that crazy shit, power to you. But me, I'm very simple, brother. Salt, pepper, natural flavors.
That's it. And good technique. What happened to good technique?
Yeah, good technique. Mm-hmm. And butter. Somebody, you have to put butter in it.
Butter does make it better, that's for sure, man. That's for sure. So where do you find the chefs for the magazine to feature, man? Where do you find that? Because I think it's really cool. And is it through Instagram or how do you do it?
On my days off, man, I go through hashtags and tags and all that kind of stuff, man. I take a whole day to find a chef and I start following him for a couple weeks. And if I like what he's doing, I hit him up.
Nice, man. Nice, man.
And I asked him to write a bio and send me pics. And, you know, I always ask permission. I just don't put people up there, you know?
Of course.
And
of course.
I do all types of things, man. If a chef has a hat that he made that he wants to promote, why not? And I don't even ask for like a sample, you know? I just do it for free. It makes no sense for me to charge anybody.
No. You shouldn't charge for stuff. I mean, look, once you get moving, like, people will just send you stuff and all that crap. But, you know, I like what you're doing. Look, I tell you, a guy you should check out is my man, Crazy Chef Kurt. That dude is awesome. You should check him out, man. That dude is a man.
You like that, yeah.
He's
Crazy
a good, and he's
Chef
got a,
Kurt?
Yeah, he's got an amazing mustache. You know, it's fantastic. He's a good dude to check out.
Man,
but he's one of those.
But
Go ahead.
I'm very happy that the industry is doing things like this now, man. Like, you know, like people could have their own outlet. Like, you got the podcast going on. I'm trying to make this Chef Life magazine happen. True Cooks doing their thing. You know, Chef Kevin down there in Virginia Beach. In
Myrtle Beach, man. What he's doing. They did it there tonight. Chefs United. Amazing. And they're sending the kid to culinary school. I mean, how cool is that? Talk about looking out for the next generation.
That man is a great man. He's an awesome dude. My uncle passed away and I posted about a year and a half ago. Man, this dude was calling me every week, making sure I was okay, man. That's a good dude, brother.
He's a good dude. He's just not very attractive. That's his problem. He's just, you know, he's not an attractive guy. So, oh shit, man, I'm just messing with you. I know he's listening right now. That's why I'm messing with him. Dude, let me tell you, man. I think what you're doing is awesome. I think you really got something there. And I think that if you keep pushing it, you know, and you got to put. I mean, here's the thing: anything you want to do, it's great. It's going to take time. You got to put time into it. You know what I'm saying? And I think you keep doing what you're doing and putting the time into it. Using the following, using social media, man, it could become a big thing.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. It means a lot coming from you, man.
Oh, dude, shit. I'm just a douchebag that makes dick jokes on the radio and cooks food. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Hey, man, it's working for you, brother. And if a person has been in this industry 20 plus years, man, hats off.
20 years, my
friend. For a long time. Yeah. So hats off to you, man. You got to be a.
Go ahead.
You gotta be a strong person.
Keep talking good about me. I like that. No, now, look, I appreciate it.
Yeah, man,
it's tough.
Hey, listen, look what happened to Trotter, man. Trotter went, you know, not I ain't disrespecting the man, but he didn't keep it together, man. Respects to him, man, but it took a toll on him, man. And
it's a hard business.
Yeah, man, it happens to a lot of chefs, brother. A lot of chefs, that stress of running restaurants and making sure food goes out on time, it breaks them down, man. But so for you to be doing this for 20 years, man, hats off.
It's a long time, dude. But like I said, I told you on the phone earlier, man, food's been very good to me. It's given me a great family. It's given me an amazing house, a beautiful wife. I've worked my ass off for all of that. I met my wife working in a restaurant. You know, I wouldn't change a thing. I probably get a little more sleep in my early years if I didn't do that. But you know, I think that's it's important. I think what you're doing is really important. I think it's really cool. I think, you know, getting focused, showing these guys, using it to promote, let these guys see what you've got going on. Let the young culinarian see what you got going on. I think you really can make a difference with stuff like this, man, because the whole Chef Life magazine thing, I think the whole concept is phenomenal. That's why I wanted to reach out to you to talk to you about this, man. Cause I think it's a really positive thing. What's the next steps for you, man, to turn this into like a, you know, making something a little bit bigger? Like what would be the next step for you?
Like I said, right now I'm trying to, on my days off, I'm trying to go to these restaurants in the city or in the tri-state area and just record a chef doing service and interview him, man. I think that will let people see more chefs actually, you know, interact in their environment. I don't know, man. Just give the chef a chance to actually let off some steam after work on a live platform.
Yeah. I hear that. I think it'd be great to see that happen while you're talking to them, while you're doing it, and then they're doing service. You know, maybe catch the end of service, and then you have a beer with them and talk about it. You talk about service, talk about where they came from, how they got there. I think that's a cool way to do it, man, because, you know, in the kitchen is a different animal than sitting down after service and talking. And I think
man, thank you for that.
Yeah, I just think it's a cool thing and no one's doing it, man. No one's doing anything like that where you caught the end of service with them, then you and Chef sit down and you talk. And you talk about how they got in the business. It doesn't have to be long either, man. You could do it the whole thing, you know, 25 minutes. Keep it short and simple and then just talk about it and then put a feature up on them and make sure you record it so you can post it other places too, not just live. So just an idea.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's awesome.
Thank you. I'm copywriting that shit. So when you make that shit happen and you get a television show out of it, don't forget about your boy over here, all right?
No doubt, man. Of course.
Oh, shit, man. You're good people, dude. And you're in New York City, right?
Yeah, I'm trusted every eye. Sometimes staying Bayonne, but yeah, I'm based in New York City.
And where are you working at right now? Like, what are you doing?
I'm consulting, man. I'm going around fixing shitty kitchens. I know, man. It's a, hey, it's the truth, man. You'd be surprised what these kitchens look like. You know,
dude, tell us the horror story. Tell us the horror story.
Brother, these kitchens have no chefs back there. It's just, you know, cooks that just have to work in the kitchen industry and they ain't following protocol, man. I've seen chicken on top of strawberries, man. I've seen all types of crazy shit. I've seen a box of chicken. I seen a box of chicken from July, and I was consulting in October. Just put it this way, man.
Oh, shit.
Man, it's bad. I go in there. I'm ServSafe certified, so I go in there. I teach them how to do things, man. I can teach them ServSafe in 3 days. They take the test, they pass. I teach them food temperature logs. I teach them everything, man. First in, first out, the basics, just so the kitchen can run smoothly.
Damn. If you look into make Chef Life magazine huge, look, Chef Life magazine, you want to make it huge? And we live in an era now of reality TV, you know, Real Housewives of New York, all that garbage television. Dude, change Chef Life magazine completely all around, and all you do is feature horrendous restaurants and terrible freaking cooks. That's what you feature. There you go. You're a millionaire. You're going to make a lot of enemies, but fuck them. You'll be a millionaire. Who cares? That's crazy, man. I don't want no chicken on top of strawberries. That's not the game. I don't want nothing to do with that. Damn.
Yeah, man,
now, is it because they don't know? Because they just don't know any better?
I think, I'm taking a risk saying this, man. Listen, I'm Hispanic. I'm Dominican, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my parents migrated here. But let's be honest. Most of the kitchens nowadays are filled with immigrants. Dominicans, Mexicans, Salvadorans, whatever.
It does depend on where you are. Middle of the country, you won't see as much of that. You know, I mean, I don't see here in the east.
That's true.
A lot of that. I mean, down in Florida, I mean, we had a lot of that stuff too when I was working down there. But it's funny because, like, again, it just shows, like, I think what the cool thing about Chef Life magazine can show you is that, you know, that the way we run kitchens, the way that we work in kitchens, what we know to be a professional kitchen, isn't the same everywhere. I think that's pretty cool.
It's not.
Sorry, man. Go ahead, man. I apologize.
Nah, it's cool enough, but it's just, it's, you know, and many people come here and they have to work in the kitchen. Not because they want to.
No.
Because they don't have a choice. So when I go in there, I tell them in Spanish, English, I say, listen, you're here because you have to be here. You know what I'm saying? I'm here because I want to be here. I had a choice to do anything else growing up, but I'm here because this is my calling, and I want to be here, so I suggest you listen. Right? This industry is a job that nobody wants, right? People come in, they have to do it. Right. Not us, man. We love it, right?
I didn't at first, but I do now.
Which goes back to respect what you cook, right?
Love it.
That's awesome. And it all starts from keeping the fucking kitchen clean, man. That's my pet peeve. Keep the fucking kitchen clean and I'm good.
Look, that's booming right there. Somebody better call God. That's what I'm talking about right now. Keep the kitchen clean. You'd be amazed how much happier everybody will be. Seriously. I mean, it's amazing how simple it is, isn't it? It's amazing. Chef, how long does I cook this for? Till it's done. Chef, what'll make you unhappy? The kitchen's fucking dirty. I mean, it's amazing how easy it is, dude. You're absolutely right. Wow. Wow. Dude, you're awesome. Moses, I dig talking to you, man. I'd love to talk to you again sometime. Maybe get a round table going. We do some round table shows on the program sometimes, man. I'd love to get you on here and talk on one of those and just talk Chef Life and whatnot.
Oh, man, that'd be fucking great, man.
Dude, you're a great guy. You're a good dude, man. Please keep in touch. Make sure you follow. If you're not already, I'm pretty sure you are because everybody on the planet already follows you. I mean, seriously, man, like, especially with what you've done, this whole thing. Make sure you check out Chef Life magazine, chefs from all over on Instagram. You can find them there. You know, it's got some great stuff going on. Dude, you got any, are you doing Facebook too or just mainly on Instagram?
No, I'm just on Instagram, man. I rarely have time to touch on Instagram, and Facebook I think Facebook is going downhill now, man. So I'm staying on Instagram.
I'm with you, dog. Let me tell you what, Facebook was a crazy thing for me. I didn't want to be on Facebook. I've been on for about a year now because I had to. I got made to be on there. And I'll tell you why I wasn't on there, bro, because I don't care what my mom's friends are doing. That's why I never do on Facebook now. I'm there. So But bro, you're killing it, man. Loving the Chef Life magazine, bro. Keep doing it, no matter what. Keep doing it. I love the idea of doing the videos with the chefs and talking about their food. I think that's an amazing way to go. I think you really are onto something with it, brother. And seriously, all the success in the world to you, man. And you got an outlet here whenever you need it, my friend.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man.
There it goes. All right, Moses. I'll talk to you soon, brother. All right.
How's it going, brother? All right. Thank you.
All right. Peace, my man. There he goes. There he goes, guys. What a great guy. My man Moses from Chef Life magazine. Good dude. I tell you, it's half the fun of this program is just meeting different people and talking to amazing people and finding out about amazing things they've got going on. And in talking about amazing things going on, I see here on my line right now, phone number that, of course, I recognize, the one and only, you know, Chef Kevin Levine. Chef, what is up, brother?
What is going on, Plum?
Dude, I want to hear all about your event, but I got to tell you something, man. Great conversation with Moses from Chef Life magazine. What a good dude, man.
Dude, he really is. And I met him, like he was saying, when his uncle passed. And, you know, just he's very dedicated. He's out there for us. And, you know, I give him props, what he does every single day. And everybody listening right now, make sure you check out, if you haven't, like you said, Chef Life magazine. Hats off to Moses, for real.
Yeah, I gave him a good-ass idea. Did you hear that shit? That was a good-ass idea. If he runs with that and makes millions off of it, I mean...
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great idea. Yeah.
Dude, what are you doing? You've got nothing going on tonight, right? Nothing happened at your place tonight? Nothing important?
Nothing. Everybody's squat. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
So how'd it go? What happened? Hey, wait. Hey, is Kurt over there?
Yeah, you're on speakerphone right now. We're all listening.
Hey, Kurt, I threw you a shout-out, man. I was trying to – I like that sexy-ass mustache, so I had to throw you a shout-out. I'm not sure if you caught it.
Yeah, no, we heard you. I also – I actually shaved for you, so I'm a little more attractive for you, too.
You shaved for me? I love how you shaved me on radio, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah, you told me I'm ugly. So it's all good.
Hey, we're all beautiful in somebody's eyes.
At least I don't let my balls freeze to my leg, just like you. We know you.
That's
know
terrible,
you
right?
it's
you know I look. You know I love you, brother. Tell me how to go tonight. What was the story? How did it happen?
Dude, I got to tell you right now. I'm standing in front of all these chefs that came down. You know, I got George, I got Johnny, I got Lisa, Kurt, Alex, Dakota just left. I have Ivan right here. I mean, just. The night went absolutely flawless. Nice. We raised quite a bit of money. We don't have a grand total yet, but I really feel like we're going to be sending somebody to here locally to culinary school. The guests loved it. It will not be the last time. Guys, is it going to be the last time we do this? No way. I mean, we are actually more dedicated now after doing it tonight. We want to be the next American Cancer Society for chefs. Culinary.
Why are you gonna bring up cancer? You did a good thing. You bring up cancer of all things to pick. Could you pick something cool? I mean, goddamn! Now we're talking cancer.
American Cancer Society is huge. It's huge. Chef United is gonna be big. Be ready.
I mean, super positive event, and you bring up the Cancer Society. Christ on a pony, Chef.
They're all making fun of me now, too, here. All right, what do you want me to say?
Good. You deserve it. Good.
it was an awesome event. I actually have my three servers with us. They're out here right now. Hats off to the servers. They did a killer fucking job tonight. I mean,
nicely done.
Dude, it was just absolutely amazing. We had a photographer tonight take a lot of pictures. So as soon as we get his pictures up, we will 100% all... It'll be all over. Yeah. All over.
100%, man. I love it. Send them over. Obviously, we'll share them too. I mean, it's awesome. I love what you're doing down there. Talk about some of the dishes like you did tonight. What would you start with and what'd you finish with?
Yeah, absolutely. First course, we did a homemade flatbread with white wine and Moscato poached pears, fresh arugula. We made homemade lemon ricotta. It was just so beautiful. Smooth. Flavors were great. Second course, we went into a paired shrimp. Well, second
tails
course,
off.
Paired shrimp. pan shrimp. No? Yeah, shrimp. Shrimp and, oh, I got it right in front of me, thanks. Pan shrimp, clover sprouts, Granny Smith apples, a preserved Meyers lemon brandy butter sauce. Then we went into braised Brussels sprouts, heirloom carrots, pancetta, lemon zest, duck confit, wonton.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun today making those because...
talk about your duck confit. Tell us a story about the duck. Tell the duck confit story.
So, awesome. So basically around 12:30, I went up to Dave and I'm like, Dave, is the duck in yet? And as we all know, confit, I mean, it takes hours. So he's like, no, not yet. I'm like, dude, I'm getting nervous. So I'm just like looking around. We only had 6 hours to actually confit the duck, cool the duck down, and shred the duck and make the wonton. So we're like, looking around, like thinking, I'm like, fuck, dude, let's put it in the fucking fryer. Let's lower the fucking temperature to 225 fucking degrees. Throw in your fucking garlic. Throw in your fucking salt, your black peppercorns, your rosemary. And we confited the duck in the fryer for an hour and 25 minutes. And it was picture perfect, dude. It came out the best.
Wow.
I mean, it was amazing.
Now
we
lost the fryer.
With duck fat? No, we just used ours. I mean, we seasoned we just used regular fry oil, but we seasoned it. I mean, heavily. But that duck dish just came out amazing. He did it with braised red cabbage, Asian slaw, chili mango sauce, just crispy duck skin right from the fryer. I mean, it was just awesome.
Sounds delicious, man.
Then
we
went into a braised short rib, goat cheese herb polenta, with garnished with fried Brussels sprout leaves. We did
you have a sauce with that?
Sushi. What's that?
You do a sauce with that short rib, just kind of braising liquid?
Yeah, braising liquid.
Okay.
Keep it simple, clean, just full flavor. The next course was absolutely amazing. It was Chef Ivan. He's Cuban, and he made pork sushi. He roasted his pork butt. He took nori, plantains, pigeon peas, avocados, and a guava barbecue. And it looked exactly like sushi. I mean, it was freaking amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got some pics of that, right?
Oh, we got pictures of everything. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Pictures
awesome.
Of everything.
Awesome. And what'd you guys finish the dinner with?
We went out really strong. Our final savory was... pan-seared scallops, pickled red onion, carrot puree with a little pesto oil. And then Lisa did a clementine dark chocolate bread pudding, which was fucking outrageous.
Nice.
We did a clementine compote, and she garnished it with shaved chocolate. I mean, it was a perfect balanced menu. All cumulative. We all worked together. It's what this business is all about. You know, we all came from different backgrounds, all different countries. No, what we are, I mean, different states. And, you know, we all have different upbringings in this business. But we're all sitting out here right now, drinking our wine, drinking our beer, and we nailed it. I mean, we're all here. Hey!
Well, look, not that I don't love hearing your sweet songbird like voice, but pass the phone around, man. Give me somebody else to talk to. I'm done hearing your ass. I love you, buddy. You know I'm just messing with you. All right, put her on the phone. Hey, Lisa, what's happening? How are you? Wow, I think I'm in the wrong place. How'd it go tonight? How was it? Was it fun?
It was a lot of fun. It really, really was. And the culinary students were just amazing. So, yeah.
Excellent. Did they bitch and complain?
No, they were all like scared.
No complaining. Wow. Well, that's awesome. Your dessert sounded pretty good, man. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
It sounds like the event went really well. And I mean, it's got to feel good to go to an event like this and know that you're helping someone go to culinary school, helping them change their life. Put them, maybe give them some direction or whatever. Either way, they're joining
definitely.
A life of a broken band of pirates. So I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing. But
no,
big congratulations to you guys. So what was your favorite part of the night? What was your favorite moment?
actually, when I had the two students and Dave and Johnny were trying to get the wontons done, and I'm like, there's four fucking people back there, and you don't have those done yet? And they were all just like, oh, my God.
Oh, shit, that's great. Did they even look up, or were they just all stared at the ground?
they were, like, so panicked.
That's awesome. Well, hey, congratulations. What a great event. Glad to hear it went really well. Thank you for supporting the future of this business. I think it's fantastic. Look forward to the future. See what you got going on. Hey, we may have something else really cool happen that you never know. You might get the invite to. Hint, hint.
It's true.
Let me say anything now. Oh, now you're done talking to me. You made that decision. Okay, go ahead. This is Lisa's show. All right, give me somebody. Thank you, Lisa. You're awesome.
What's up? This is me, Ivan.
Ivan, what's up, brother? How are you?
Chilling, man. How's it going, man?
You know, I worked my ass off all day long. Now I'm sitting down here drinking some beers, talking to you guys. It was a great freaking, sounds like an amazing event you guys had.
Yeah, it was amazing, man. Being able to do something for these kids, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's fantastic, dude. Now,
Stardust that we're doing right here.
Well, it's fun, man. I tell you what, Kevin's a great guy, man. He's a good kid. He's my age. I'm calling him a kid. Sorry. He's a good dude. You know, I love the whole idea of this and the concept of it. Bro, he told me a little bit about this pork sushi you did. Tell me more about it in your words, man. This is your dish.
Yeah. It was the take on I did Puerto Rican sushi, basically. It did basically plantains, maduros, ripe plantains. I roasted the pork for about 6 hours, slow roasted, and made the skin really nice and crispy. You know, gave it a nice little crunch on the inside, wrapped it with the nori, did an upside down wrap with the sushi, you know, avocado on top and plantains on top of that. And it was legit, man. They loved it. I did a little guava barbecue sauce with it too.
Awesome. And then the crowd dug it.
Yeah. They loved every bite of it. It was really good. It was really good.
That's badass, man. Glad to hear it went well. The dish sounds fantastic. Sounds amazing. It's definitely something they probably don't see in Myrtle Beach very often, huh?
Definitely. You know, I had to bring a little bit of flavor of the Caribbean down here.
No doubt, man. I hear that. Listen, I'm trying to get a job working somewhere in the Caribbean. I don't have a plan for that yet. But that's what I'm trying to do. I mean, I don't know if anybody's listening, but
Tiki bar is always a good option. Tiki bar with
look, man,
and freaking barbecue ribs all day.
That's what's up. Look, dude, I ran a resort in Florida for a long time, and it was straight up like hardcore Florida resort. And we would bury pigs in the ground over coals wrapped in banana leaves. We bury them on the beach and do these big luau type events. And I was like, this is the greatest thing of my life. I love this. This is awesome. I'm trying to go do more of that.
That Kahlua pork. Oh, my God.
It's fucking awesome, dude. Well, dude, check it out, man. Congratulations on a successful event. Nice job. The dish sounds awesome, brother. I look forward to talking to you in the future. And thank you again. Definitely. For supporting the young culinarian, brother.
I got a server here. Her name is Adriana.
I don't know her.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? How are you? I do, as a matter of fact.
How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
I can tell.
How you doing?
What are you? How's the world going? What are you drinking right now?
What am I thinking? Just hanging out. Drinking? Oh, what am I drinking? Am I allowed?
Yeah,
of course.
I'm drinking fucking vodka straight with some lime twist in it.
Beast mode.
Fucking shit, dog.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey,
what are you drinking?
I'm having a little hot tea, and I'm sitting in a robe, and I have a cup of broth in the other hand.
Oh,
that's not
you're
true.
In a robe? Nice.
What?
All right.
This show just took a fucking weird. It's been a whole weird direction. How'd the event go tonight? How was it?
It was really fun, and just to see everybody enjoy themselves, and especially the students, it was really just an event that was really meaningful to everybody. So it was cool.
That's amazing. Well, it sounds awesome. It's cool that you guys would do that and put somebody through culinary school. Amazing job. Very, very cool. So
thank you.
Enjoy your and vodka straight. I hope you don't just get like a IV bag with it, but enjoy that.
No, I'll be good. Thanks, Jeff Plum. Have a good night.
Take care. We'll see you.
Dude, as you can see, dude, everybody just had so much fun, man.
It sounds like it was an amazing event, dude. It sounds like it was awesome. Where's Kurt? I got to talk to Kurt. Where's Kurt?
Kurt!
What's he doing?
He's rolling.
Jesus Christ. Put him on a phone while he's doing that. Put him on a phone while he's doing that.
Hey, Kurt.
I need Kurt and I need George at least.
What up, Plum?
What up, dog? How are you?
Good.
Wonderful. How's that mustache doing? Is that mustache doing all right?
Yeah, we're fully defrosted and just hanging out in Myrtle Beach.
Dude, super cool of you to go down and be a part of this event, man. And honestly, I think it's amazing to be a part of it and be there and put somebody through culinary school. What was your favorite dish tonight, dude?
Probably had to be the short ribs.
Nice.
Popular thing, you know?
Hell yeah. That's awesome. Was that your main dish or no?
No, I just collabed with everybody.
That's my go-to dish.
Okay. Love it.
But that was our heavy dish, basically.
Yeah. Well, sounds amazing, man. So what's your plan? You guys going to hang out tonight? Are you leaving in the morning, or what's your story?
We're going to hang out all night long, and then we're going to send some of the chefs back to Detroit, and then we're going to party all day tomorrow, me and Chef Thorne.
Fuck.
10
p.m. Nice.
Send him to the airport. I'm off. Kev's off too, and then I'm in town till Thursday. So,
would you make a vacation out of it, dude?
Hell yeah! All
right, I like it. Is the weather nice?
Thursday. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, dude. Well, hey, man, congratulations on an awesome event, dude. Very cool of you to be a part of that and help out. I think you're a great human being, a nice guy, and look forward to talking to you in the future, man. We may be in touch here very soon. So. Amazing, great event. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you much, Plum.
You got it, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Have a good one.
Peace, man.
We'll find George.
Oh, he's looking for Kevin now, I think. I mean, an event like this is amazing because it goes out there and you... You go out there, you support people, you put somebody through culinary school, you're raising money for it, which is just, it's awesome. I think it's great to see something like this happen. And people who are a part of this, I mean, they're donating their time. They're going down there on their own dime to help someone else. And I don't know. I just think we need more of that in this world. We need more of that people thinking about anyone other than themselves. I think that's really important. And it's very, very cool to see. Oh, he's on the phone with me still.
Damn right. What's up?
It's just great to see. So, you know, I think that events like this are important, and it's inspiring to other people to see that shit too. So, you know, that's just me running my mouth. That's all it is. You know, I can't help it. What do you want from me? That's what I do. I talk for a living, and I cook food for a living. Other than that, I'm pretty fucking useless. So that's what we go with. Where's Kevin at? Is he still around there? Well, hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up? This is George.
George, my man. Sorry, I didn't know you were on the phone, bro. I'm just running my mouth. I thought he was walking around carrying the phone around. That's what I had pictured in my head. Yeah. Was Kurt walking with the phone carrying it? Dude.
Pretty much, but he was running and he ran it towards me.
So I'm sitting here trying to stall and run my mouth, and you already got the damn phone in your hand. Bro, what's up, dude? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I just moved a week ago, got a new job.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the new job thing, man.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
new job is good. Out.
It's bro, dude. It's amazing. It is.
Awesome.
It is. It's amazing, dude. It's great. Fucking.
And how was tonight, bro?
Tonight was great, dude. I was the last person to get here. Fucking, I had to do service last night, and then I had to drive down. It's like a 3.5-hour drive. So I got.
Were
here
you sleeping
late,
in your truck?
So. No, I sold. Actually, I got a new car. I sold my truck.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, dude, it's great.
Are you hanging out tonight for the evening? Are you staying in the evening for the Myrtle Beach and going back in the morning? Or you got to leave tonight?
I'm going to hang out tonight, and then I'm going to go to fucking up the road to Wilmington for a little while tomorrow, hang out, run some errands, and then go back to Chapel Hill, get ready for work the next day.
Nice, man. What was your favorite dish tonight?
Oh, shit. I'm a sucker for short ribs.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like everybody likes the short ribs. They're really good, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm real. Yeah. So it was, I mean, it was cool, man. Like, when I got here, like they said earlier, you got, like, nine people in the kitchen, and then we got the culinary students helping. So I kind of just, like, hung back, let them do their thing, you know, and just fucking banged out all the dishes before the dishwashers got there for the night and just fucking chilled.
Damn,
you know?
Dude.
Then I just, yeah, I just, and then all I did after that was just during service, was just, like, help Expo run the plating and just take the lead on that, and that was it.
Wow, man.
They,
awesome,
yeah,
job,
they did,
dude.
Yeah, they killed it, dude.
Well, it's amazing to be a part of an event like this where you're helping the future, you're helping put somebody through culinary school, man. Congratulations on success. And, dude, you're awesome, brother.
That was,
much respect.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, shit. But who's going to talk to, man? We got a whole bunch of people here.
Yeah, I got to end this show here shortly, man. Go ahead and give me that sexy beast chef's couture one more time.
Oh, hey, you got like two more. You got one more person to talk to. My sous chef, Sal. Are you there?
I'm here, man. All right, go ahead. Tell me each guy. We'll give each 30 seconds. We're running out of time.
Sally.
There we go. I mean, an event like this, it's just to support a young chef, to put him through culinary school. What an amazing opportunity for a young chef. Amazing opportunity for a lot of young chefs to go and work with the chef and do something cool like this. The event had a ton of people there. I mean, it's just great. Am I by myself here or I got Sal with me?
No, we're all here.
Wait, say
we're
it again,
here.
I lost you.
No, we're here.
Oh, I still got Kevin?
Oh, you got Kevin.
No, what the hell? I thought... Well, check it out, man. I got a wrap, dude. So check it out, man. Amazing job. Sounds like a lot of fun guys over there. I kind of wish I was with you guys. It'd be a fun night, it sounds like.
Yeah, you'll definitely be joining us next time.
Hey,
hell yeah.
Next time I'll be there, man. But maybe we'll do the show live or something. I don't know. We'll figure something out, man. Or I'll cook some food too. Whatever. You know, I can cook. It's true.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. You are welcome anytime. Any chef listening out there. You know, we had nine chefs this time. Let's shoot for 20 next time, and then 40, and then, like Ivan said, let's make it a convention. Let's make it big.
I like how you just totally, like, made me feel good about the invite to come, then you threw in there anybody else who wants to come. Like, it's just completely fucking shooting me down. Like, I felt great. I was like, oh, that's awesome. I appreciate the invite. Then, like, anybody else who wants to come. Like, for a minute, I was the bride, not just a bridesmaid. Then I got brought right back to being a bridesmaid. So it was hurtful. Hey, man, congratulations. I know it was a lot of work putting to doing this event. Congratulations, seriously. Thank you for looking out for these young chefs. And, bro, I look forward to hearing more stories about the next one, for sure.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much, seriously. Thank you.
Hey, open door here. You know that. Whatever you need.
You got it. Absolutely. Same here. For real.
All right, brother. Hey, man, I'll talk to you later on this week, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Hey, because we might have something going on, right? We ain't talking about it, but there might be something going on.
I think there might be something going on, but we're
but I'm not talking about it.
I'm not talking about everything that you and I are doing together.
That's some haunted shit, too, man. I ain't staying in a fucking haunted-ass building. I'm telling you, I'm not staying in a haunted building. It's not happening. I ain't
a
fucking Ghostbuster.
Without going there, I actually read up on it, and it's haunted.
See? I told you, dude.
Dude, I'm so fucking stoked. But you know what? We're not talking about it.
No, I almost think we should do it during Halloween time. It'd be more fun then. I don't know. We'll crush it this time and do another one another time.
And
do like an overnight thing. I don't know. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, my man. Bro,
yeah.
You have a giant heart, and I have much respect for that, no matter what. That's amazing what you did tonight. Congratulations. Congratulations to all the chefs you have there with you. I look forward to hearing how it goes and what the outcome is. Again, nicely done, brother. Definitely. Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. One last time. Squad! Squad!
All right, man. All right, later. Be good, guys. There they go. All the chefs working down there in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Wow. Sounds like a crazy fucking fun night down there. I'm trying to go hang out with those guys, man. I mean, damn, I'm sitting here at my bar drinking by myself. Well, I guess I'm not by myself. I'm talking to you guys. But it sounds like an amazing night, a lot of fun. They pulled it off. Great conversation with our man Moses from Chef Life Magazine. Amazing guy. You know, tonight, I'm not going to, I don't know, I guess we'll do it by myself. I have an amazing story that was in the news, and I want to play it for you guys. And it's interesting to hear and getting some feedback on it and just hearing kind of what's the world is fucking changing, man, especially when it comes to food. And I'm not sure if it's good or bad. I don't know how I feel about it. Let me play this story. Basically, in a nutshell, what's happening is this town in Tennessee, I think, they're, you know, food stamps. We all know what food stamps are, those little cards. And basically, the local government's trying to dictate what they can and can't buy with it. And they want the people to stop being able to buy, you know, cookies, soda, sugary treats with their food stamps. You hear the story and you hear that, and immediately you think, at least me, I'm like, well, yeah, they should be buying fresh vegetables. They should be buying fresh meats. Well, I don't know if it's quite that simple. Here we go. So check this out. Listen to this. This is a great story. It's an amazing story. Check it out.
Cards, also known as food stamps, are taxpayer funded. Recipients shouldn't be spending that money on junk food. Others are saying there are bigger problems to tackle.
This is really important. I feel very strongly about it.
Patricia Neal says she receives $16 per month in food stamps. She calls Sheila Butt's proposed legislation a human rights violation and a way of shaming low-income people for their food choices.
That's the way of taking away from the dignity of an individual because they don't have adequate income.
Butt's bill would bar EBT card recipients from using that money to buy food items that are high in calories, sugar, and fat without any nutritional value, including soda, ice cream, candy, cookies, and cake.
It is one that caused children to not be able to have things that other children have, you know, like ice cream or cookies.
There's some truth to that, I guess.
Society of Professional Journalists' annual legislative luncheon Saturday, where a dozen local lawmakers fielded questions from the audience. She asked these legislators to respond to Sheila Butt's bill. Lenoir City Republican Representative Jimmy Matlock says he would support it.
This is this guy.
Because we have funding of the right to dictate to some extent what you can buy.
Knoxville Democratic Representative Rick Staples says legislators should address food deserts, areas with limited access to grocery stores and healthy foods, instead of barring food stamp recipients from buying sugary treats.
We don't know if that individual is trying to make a birthday cake or maybe a diabetic. So once again, you have to look at the minute things that should be common sense before you make decisions. And if you're going to attack something, you're concerned about health. Look at those individuals that live in food deserts. Let's address that.
An annual report called The State of Obesity shows one-third of Tennessee's adults are obese, ranking us ninth in the nation. Knoxville Republican Senator Becky Duncan Massey says while she's not familiar with the specifics of Butt's bill, she believes lawmakers, quote, need to be doing a better job to try to get our population healthier. John?
Becca, thank
you. I mean, it's tough. It's tough. Like, look, so I don't think it's the lawmakers' jobs to make us healthier. I don't think that. However, when you hear that woman talk about how it's degrading people who are low income, just stop it. Like, that's not even a valid point. You sound like an asshole when you say that. But then when you hear her say, you know, kids going to school, not having the things the other kids have, well, as a parent, that breaks my heart because I kind of agree with that. I'm like, you know, maybe that's kind of right. Like, if a kid has Chips Ahoy cookies in their fucking lunchbox, I mean, whatever, that's fine. But I mean, because kids are cruel. There is no crueler group of humans than kids. Let's talk about let me rank them for you. The number one cruel group are kids. Then I'd say the number two cruel group are women, followed by then gay men. So that's kind of, I think, the way it goes. Kids are some cruel-ass people. And honestly, that part makes sense. But then when you start hearing these local government guys talking, you kind of want to just smack them in the mouth. Like, shut up. You make it sound even dumber when they're talking. It's because I don't think that government has any place telling us what we should and shouldn't eat unless they are providing the money for it. That money is being provided to you to get a nutritious meal to feed your family. And I don't think, you know, buying Twix, M&Ms, and you know, cakes and cupcakes is what that money's meant for. That's not the way the whole concept came about. It's a tough call, man. It's a tough call. I mean, do you think the government should chime in and say something about that? Do you think the government should come in and regulate how they spend their money? That $16 a month that she's given, which is a joke, by the way, $16 a month, like the local government can tell her what she should and shouldn't buy with it? Or do you think, yes, as taxpayers, I'm paying money. When I pay money, that goes into that fund to fund these people that is given to by taxes. Trust me, it's not government money. It's the taxes that you pay, right? It's not the government and their little random, you know, a Scrooge McDuck safe full of money that they can just dump and swim into. It's money that our taxpayers are paying. And for me, I don't know. I think I kind of agree. Maybe without being political, I think that, I mean, they shouldn't be able to buy Chips Ahoy cookies. They shouldn't be able to buy, you know, lollipops and candy bars and soda. You know, especially if you're getting $16 a month, it's just irrelevant at that point. I mean, maybe if you had to get, you know, several hundred dollars a month to feed your family, that's a different story. Then maybe yes, or maybe you limit the amount of money that can be spent on that stuff. Because I would hate, as a father, to see my daughter go to school and not be able to have Chips Ahoy cookies or an Oreo with her lunch because she couldn't afford to get it. It's a tough conversation. And those are the ones I like to talk about because I think it's interesting. So I think in a nutshell, my opinion is it should be, you shouldn't be able to go buy a bunch of junk food with it, number one. However, that amount, that should be based on the amount you get from the government. $16 a month, no. Zero of that should be spent on cookies and soda. If you're getting hundreds of dollars a month, maybe you could spend $20 a month or something like that to buy snacky treats to go in the kids' lunch. Because, I mean, listen, some kids, that's all they have. That's all they have. And they live for that every day. So they should have the opportunity to have that. I just, you know, I think a little bit goes a long way. And having a cookie every now and then is a good thing. That's my opinion. I mean, like it, love it, hate it, get mad at me, whatever. That's my opinion. Wow. The show really took a freaking completely weird turn there, didn't it? A totally weird turn there. We just freaking went talking about some serious shit. I don't know. Listen, if you're going to give somebody money and tell them to buy food with it, then let them buy food with it. I don't think cookies and soda are food. Maybe that's it. It's a definition thing. Let's define what food is. How about that? Maybe that's the case. Define what food is. Wow. Big shout out to my man, Moses from Chef Life Magazine. Brother, loving what you're doing, digging what you're doing. Keep grinding, keep pushing. Trust me, no one has ever worked their ass off and said, boy, I wish I didn't do that. So work your ass off, brother. It'll be there. Also, giant shout out to my friend, Chef Scatore, is down there in Myrtle Beach. My man, Kevin Levine, doing the Chefs United event. Honestly, so much respect for this event, what you guys did down there. It's just fantastic. I just have a ton of respect for that, and you know all the guys you had with you. You got Chef Kurt Upton, you got Bearded Boredom, Chef George. Shout out to all you guys, man. Lisa Hannaford, Crazy Chef Kurt, Chef Shit. I mean everybody. You have amazing people out there. Obviously Dakota, big shout out. Chef Ivan, big shout out. Big shout out Chef Porn. Obviously the Hot Block Chef Moonshin, gotta shit that guy out right there. Chef Johnny, you know, you guys are crushing out there, man. So congratulations on doing an amazing thing. I hope you feel good for it. You deserve to. Absolutely 100% deserve to feel good about that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking out Plum Love Foods Live tonight here on a Monday night, episode 105, 106. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys, your time. I appreciate what you do for a living, working hard. Make sure you follow my man, Chef Moses at Chef Life Magazine. And of course, Chef Scatore is down there in Myrtle Beach. Ladies and gentlemen, in the meantime and in between time, always remember, food is one of the most important things that we have in life. Everything important in life happens around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. And I'll see you guys next week with my guest, the one and only, up and coming, rising star in this business, Chef Ryan Peters will be on the program. I'll see you guys then. Peace!
time for you to get down on your knees.